It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm PGA Hansen, your host. On this weekend's show, we are going to focus on transportation projects and transit in Tuolumne County. On the telephone today is Darren Grossi, Tuolumne County Transportation Council Executive Director. Darren, thank you for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's been a while since we've had you on Motherlode Views. So for anyone unfamiliar, what exactly is the Tuolumne County Transportation Council?
Tuolumne County Transportation Council, which was previously the Tuolumne County and Area Cities Planning Council, was developed back about 1970. So we've been around a while as a JPA. But we transitioned to changing our name in the early 2000s, and then later I was appointed as executive director in 2010. We are the designated regional transportation planning agency for Tuolumne County, which means that we look at things that are regionally significant as our primary role. We work with the city, county, Caltrans to address regionally significant needs on our transportation system. The Eastenor Bypass project is an example of a major project that we facilitated and helped fund. We have many other projects like that we work on. Also, we administer an awful lot of different federal and state funding sources to the county, the city, oftentimes Caltrans, and other, sometimes a school district and other agencies. So that's kind of our role as the TCTC. Separate from that, but very much related to our business model, is the Tuolumne County Transit Agency, which was formed about 2011. And what we do there is get a lot of federal and state grants to fund public transit in Tuolumne County. For the most part, that's done through Tuolumne County Transit, but we do have linkages to other smaller transit services in the county as well.
COVID-19 has impacted the community in many ways. I imagine it's been pretty big when it comes to transit services. What type of changes have been implemented in response to COVID?
Well, you know, we had an average of about 400 rides per day that were given out on our six fixed routes and dollar ride buses each day. After, I think it was March 22nd, the governor declared the pandemic emergency and stay-at-home orders began to take effect. We watched our ridership go down from that 400 rides per day down to about 40, which prompted almost immediate changes, both to respond to the reduction in ridership, but also implement safety protocols. We cut service. We eliminated at the beginning all of our fixed route service and went to a strictly dial ride system where people can call in to 532-0404 and schedule a pickup, usually by one of our smaller buses, and we'll take you where you need to go. And by doing that, we give out one or two rides at a time, kind of allows for that social distancing on the buses. Other things we've done is we have employee screening each day. Each employee has to go through that screening, take their temperature, so we know that people that are driving the buses, interfacing with our vulnerable populations, are as healthy as they can be, as much as we know. We doubled down on all of our cleaning activities. We bought a fogger, so the buses are disinfected with a fogger every day before they go out into service, and at midday we swap in fresh, clean, new buses that have been decontaminated. We think that the riders have appreciated that. We've watched our ridership grow to 70, 80 rides per day, and more recently up to around 140, 150 rides per day. We've reinstituted, thanks to the CARES Act, provided some funding for restoration of Route 1. We've also been able to implement some administrative leave for our drivers. If they get sick, it may not be COVID, but we don't want them out on the buses. So they can take the day off without worrying about their paycheck, and we pay them administrative leave. A few drivers get exposed to COVID, not necessarily on the buses, but they all get tested when those things occur. It's been a real jolt to the system.
How are transit services funded in Tuolumne County? I imagine that has an impact when you see a drop in ridership.
Well, certainly we historically have gotten about 10% of our operating costs from rider fares. We realize that COVID has not just affected us, but it's affected the community as a whole. People's incomes are down, people are out of work. So we're able to use some of our air quality funds to basically offset what we would get in fares and give out free rides. So that's been very helpful. But, you know, and we're very much like the private sector. Sometimes it feels like the government is working against us. I mean, if you look at the CDC guidelines, they recommend avoiding public transit, which hurts our ridership. So it's, you know, it's going to take a while to recover from that. But we do know that we have a very substantial number of people. Almost entirely our ridership is made up of people that are transit dependent. Surveys have shown that about 50% of our riders live on less than $15,000 a year income. And many of them are seniors and disabled. They have no other ride options. So it's important that we continue to serve that population so that they can get their groceries, get their shopping in, access medical facilities. We're appreciative of the money that we've gotten through the CARES Act, I guess is what I'm saying.
The transformation during this time of COVID-19, is the kind of the plan just to continue indefinitely until things change, or are there long-term plans to switch back at some point?
Well, that's a great question. We have seen, like so many other transit agencies across the nation and in California, a declining ridership long before COVID hit. And we've been scaling back service in response to that for a long time. But COVID has really forced us into what I think is going to be the next phase of public transit in Tuolumne County. And we look at models like Lyft or Uber, where it's app-based, smaller vehicles, more nimble, as a type of service that the public likes. You know, I personally have used it a couple times when I've visited urban areas. My kids use it in their urban areas, at least they did before COVID. It's a model that I think will work in Tuolumne County. It's a challenge to make it work given our lower densities. But we, you know, our general public dial ride system is kind of a version of an Uber type of service. And we want to go to that. I think in the future you'll see smaller buses, more electric buses or vans, and an app-based reservation system. We think that's the wave of the future that will fit well for us. That doesn't mean we won't continue important regional services like YARTS, which has fared fairly well in this pandemic. We're getting ready to start up our Dodge Ridge ski bus. We'll see how that goes. It's important for employee transportation up there, as well as some of the visitors that don't like to drive in the snow. And then we also have done a short-range transit plan that recognizes that our ridership would very much like to have a system that goes down to the valley, and we're going to look at that and continue to look at that. That's going to be long after COVID's over and we begin to see ridership rebound. But there's some grants out there that we'll probably pursue down the road to maybe bring in a service that goes down to the valley.
You know, those special buses you mentioned, I remember seeing one before COVID that was going to Pinecrest Lake during the weekends. And you mentioned the Dodge Ridge buses. Have those been pretty successful up to this point?
Unfortunately not. It's been pretty hit or miss. We have tried to use public transit to get people out of their cars and have less impacts on air pollution, and also a little bit of a economic development or economic benefit to some of the merchants in the area. But we just haven't seen the transfer of ridership. You know, in we're not an agency that gets stuck in one mode. I think we've already began to pull back some of those services. Rather, they all resume once COVID's over is a question mark at this point.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Darren Grossi, Executive Director of the Tuolumne County Transportation Council, on this weekend's Motherload Views. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.